Crashing the Bathroom. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The federal government is telling North Carolina it must allow transgender people to use the bathroom of the sex they identify with. And the argument from people opposed to this goes as follows. We have nothing against transgender people, but this rule would mean that men, and this is really about men, this would mean that men can crash the women's bathrooms and locker rooms and stand there naked if they want to. That's the argument. And I get it. Most women don't think it's okay to be naked with a strange naked guy. And before you dismiss this argument, let's recall that men in the United States military, once upon a time, also didn't think it was okay to be naked with a strange naked guy. And I'm pretty sure that most husbands are not happy with the idea that some strange guy could watch their wives or their daughters in the shower. I conducted my own wife and daughter survey and was told that my daughter would just ignore the guy while my wife would want him gone, whereas I would want him gone in both situations, because I know how men think. But I also know that a true transgender person using a women's bathroom isn't thinking like a man. She thinks like a woman. That's why she goes to the considerable trouble of changing genders. She doesn't want to stare at anybody, and she certainly doesn't want anybody staring at her. Which brings us to Gavin Grimm, the Virginia teenager at the center of the new transgender rule, which North Carolina is fighting. Check out his picture. He looks like a young man. But because he was born female, going back to the old rules would dictate that this person who looks like a man would have to crash the women's bathroom. It's enough to make you wear a diaper. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.